Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Welcome once again, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to every one of you. You are watching The Early Echo, and I should say, as we commence, in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our provider, our sustainer, cherisher and nourisher, we send peace and blessings upon Nabi Kareem, Ufur Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and upon his noble companions, alayhi maridwan. I am in the blessed company of our two honorable scholars and muballighs of Da'awat Islami who need no introduction to the airwaves of Madani Channel. And alhamdulillah, on my extreme right, our very famous Maulana Hafiz Naushad Attari Sallamahul Bari, as well as on my left side, Maulana Abdul Qadir Qadri Mu'ini Attari Sallamahul Bari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Before we go any further, as our discussion Mu'asab for this morning is very interesting and it surrounds encouraging and inspiring people, Mu'asab, with regards to readers are leaders.
Subhanallah.
I do want to mention a statement of a person who has stated, Mu'asab, Muhammad Qadir Sahib, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, can also, mashallah Azza wa Jalla, partake in this beautiful discussion. And of course, he will also give us his Madani pearls. Mu'asab, something very motivational. This person says, readers are leaders, yes. He says, I believe if you want to lead your life, you need to read books that inspire, inform, and offer insights. Then you can start to truly lead yourself, Mu'asab. So books that inspire a person, books that motivates a person, books that gives a person information, Mu'asab, these are important components to becoming a leader.
Yes, absolutely.
If you are a reader.
Definitely.
He says the first personal development book, of course, should be related to mannerism, should be related to akhlaq, so that a person develops. He says, I was never a great reader at school. He says, but yet today I am reading more than ever before. Mu'asab, the question here is now, how can a person make his mind or start loving to read? There are a lot of people out there, Mu'asab, who don't read. For example, South Africa. Even in the globe, Mu'asab, if you see, there are certain countries, even today, books have a higher demand. And there are countries where books have no demand. The simple reason for that is, Mu'asab, because people out there are not interested in reading, Mu'asab. Yet in other countries, people cannot live without reading. So how can we develop this love and muhabbah, or develop this type of inclination towards reading, Mu'asab?
You know,
how
those
can
people,
a person, yes, like reading books?
They call them bookworms.
Yes.
Those who, like, even when they're going to sleep, they'll make sure they reserve like 10, 15 minutes. They got the book, are they on the pedestal? So they must read their chapter, whatever it is, a few paragraphs, and then go and sleep. You see, what we need to understand is, Islam teaches us that we must be a reading nation. I mean, iqra, recite, read. You know, that's the first word that was revealed of the Holy Quran. So it teaches us, and we were always like this. This is how we had Muslim scientists. This is how we had Muslim researchers. We had, you know, people in influential positions because of knowledge. And one aspect, that in those days, they didn't have internet and Google and all of these things. They had books. And for the scholar, if you go into an alim's home, a scholar's home, you'll find that part of his wealth is his books.
It's his books.
You go to a lawyer's home, he's got his books on law. You go to the doctor's home, he has his books on, you know, the medical fraternity. So like this, you know, books must become part of our best friends. Even if you have no friends, the books will keep you company.
Yeah,
you open the book and alhamdulillah, our first book of course is Kitabullah, which is the book of Allah Azzawajal. And I see Mawlana Sahib has Kanzul Iman here.
Yeah,
MashaAllah, Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib, our Ustad Sahib has translated Kanzul Iman. And people should, everybody should have a copy of this. In fact, very recently, I think it was last week or so, we were sent a message that there was a lady. She was reading this, a white lady, and she accepted Islam because of reading Kanzul Iman. So you don't know what effect books have on you and what intention you're reading with. First, you start with the Quran. Amir al-Sunnah, Damal Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, he mentions in Pious Deeds, Nek A'mal. One of the points is, today did you read 3 verses of the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, the commentary from Siratul Jinan or from Khazainul Irfan or Nurul Irfan to understand the verse properly. So that's where we start off. Just the minimum of 3 verses a day. Then you go, alhamdulillah, Maktabatul Madina, which is the bookshop publications department of Dawud Islami, is printing out every week a new book, the book of the week basically it's called. And every week a new booklet is coming. Why? Because Amir al-Sunnat, our Madani Markaz, they want us to become readers again.
These books are translated in various languages, Mohsab.
Yes.
Hindi dekhle, Sindhi dekhle, English dekhle, and mashallah, even in Gujarati, Mohsab, alhamdulillah, those books have been translated
in French and Italian, in over 30 different languages. Majlis al-Tarajim, the translation department, for the benefit of the Ummah.
Allah.
Things are happening, we just have to get involved. We'll see that, subhanAllah, you know how much of content and material is available, subhanAllah.
Allah Ta'ala make it easy for the people out there. And this is the motivation, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Try to develop a liking towards reading. Reading will make you more intelligent. It will sharpen your mind. It will give you information and knowledge which you had never before. Mm-hmm. Because of reading, inshallah, Zawajalla, you will learn to do the correct things in life. Unfortunately, because we have distanced ourselves from teaching and learning, and we find it very difficult to pick up a book and, you know, even read a single line, Mohsab. This is very unhealthy for the mind and for the soul. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, Azawajal, as we go along, let's listen to the first dars in the Holy Quran Park. What is the first dars of Allah Azawajal? Allahu Akbar. He Azawajal has stated in the Holy Quran Park, Mohsab, and as you mentioned about Kanzul Iman Sharif, subhanallah, which is the true treasures to the faith, Mohsab, undoubtedly. Every home should have this beautiful copy of Kanzul Iman Sharif, which is the translation to the actual Urdu Kanzul Iman.
Every home, every masjid, every madrasa, every jamia should have one.
Alhamdulillah. And this is in the beautiful, this is of course in the language of English Mohsab translation. He Azza wa Jalla has stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Khalaq al-insana min alaq. Read with the name of your Lord who created
Allah.
He created human beings from a clot of blood. So the first dars is Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read with the name of your Lord who created. So, Masa, this is the first dars of the Holy Quran Pak. Padhne ka dars hai. Lekin, what's noticed, Masa, the youth of today are more busy with TV games, with such entertainment, Masa, that it's just actually very difficult to even mention on Madani Channel. But on average, Masa, what we see, the youth out there are more hooked up to cell phones, to devices that are keeping them much pretty entertained rather than reading books. What advice would Mohsab give to the youth of the world?
Every stage in life should not be, it could be any stage, your childhood, your adulthood,
Allah.
Your old age, reading and learning something is inculcated in the beautiful deen of Islam.
Jabba.
As Mohsab has mentioned that the nations, they progress nowadays. The more knowledgeable a nation is, the more reading a nation is, the more prosperous that nation becomes. You take, for example, any nation nowadays that is dominating in the field of education. That nation is prosperous.
Right.
They are prospering. And this should set an example for us, the Muslim Ummah. There was a time, alhamdulillah, where the Muslim Ummah was at the forefront of education.
Absolutely.
You name Shiraz, Baghdad. All these were centers of education. So our treasures, we have lost the value. Therefore, we see the decline in our Muslim community. people hardly read nowadays. They rather watch movies or dramas instead of reading. And Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami, as Mawasab has mentioned, has published books and publications in 30 different languages. Translations are available. So there is no excuse for someone, oh, I don't have enough time. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, yes, we all get busy. There are ways that you can implement. The resources are there. For example, there are audiobooks. I'm hooked onto the audiobooks because why? Most of the time I'm driving. So utilize that time. You plug your earphone, you plug it into your car audio, Bluetooth, whatever, and then play the audiobooks. So there are method and ways in which we can consume education and knowledge without even having to read the book. Nowadays, Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has made it so easy. There is an application of Dawat Islami where you can download the application where all the audiobooks of Dawat Islami are available. Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah.
So if someone says, no, I don't have time, there is no excuse. Audiobooks, Allah. Even while you are cooking, our women folk, Alhamdulillah, while they are cooking, while they are seeing to the children and everything, they can plug in the earphones and end up listening to music. They are listening to Islamic contents, Alhamdulillah, which can develop them spiritually and transform their lives.
Kya baat hai, what great inspiration and motivation. This is dear viewers of Madani Channel. Masab, another questioner had asked, and this question had come before as well, right? When a person starts to read, or a person who has the habit of reading, from where should he start, Masab? To which books in Islam should he first create this inclination towards, Masab?
Well, of course, it's Kitabullah, na? The book of Allah Azawajal, which is guidance for the believers. Yeah. That's a starting point.
Right.
But like, we are not saying only read the Quran. Read as much as you can of the Quran. And then move on to...
So there's fiqh, there's hadith, there's usul hadith. Okay, we're not going to go into the usul, right? But there's many other subjects and many other topics out there. Where should a person start from, Masab, if he wants to gain education? I mean, education, something which will be interesting at the same time.
You see, books that are really famous books, if you want to really educate yourself regarding aqa'id, beliefs, regarding jurisprudence, fiqh, sunan and adab, Bahari Shariat is, you know, that's right at the top there.
Subhanallah.
And today it's translated into English, many of the volumes or many of the parts. So Bahari Shariat is one. Ihya ul-Ulum.
But why would you refer them to Shariat books, Mawasab? Is it like something
possible? Well, you see, they start off with basic beliefs of Islam,
right,
which every Muslim has to know. It's part of Fard Ulum, necessary knowledge that every Muslim male and female has to know. Then they move on to fiqh, because we have to know our wudu, our ghusl, our salah in depth with all the details. And right. Bahari Shariat, laws of salah has been simplified by Amir al-Sunnat. Every home must have Hawkanzul Iman, must have laws of salah as well, must have things like Madani Pan Surah, must have, you know, books like Bahari Shariat as well. You know, reading is actually a secret. One of the secrets is that it's a secret way of increasing your knowledge. Because you're reading now, even all alone, nobody knows. In the comfort of your home, you're reading, whether on a tablet, whether hard copy, but you're increasing your knowledge. Because one of the benefits of reading, according to experts, is that it reduces your stress and calms you down. Just for reading.
Subhanallah.
Because your whole concentration is there. And the other benefit is, it enhances your knowledge, your concentration, your memory, and your creativity as well. Now, we're not talking about read these romantic novels and, you know, all of these things that, you know, not really, no
real
benefit.
Benefit also, yeah.
So read books that will help empower yourself for your self-development. There are many books out there.
Masab, you know, man ahabba shay'an akthara min dhikri, right? The one who loves someone, he speaks about him abundantly, right? This is a common practice, and this is something which is also known, right? Who should we love in order to be perfect believers? There is no doubt it is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what a good start this would be for a person to start from the seerat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aside from fiqh, because that's to do with your salah, your ibadah. That should be there, whether you want to read it in your language or in any language in the world. But that is, you should know, right? Aside from that, we are talking about developing muhabba and love towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the benefits, because it is through his blessed life people are inspired, Mu'asab, to become generous. People get inspired to become pious. People get inspired to have taqwa and piety. People become inspired not to speak lies. Sarkar ki mubarak zaati aisi hai, Mu'asab. It is his mubarak personality. Ki Sayyidi Ala firmate hain, khalq se awliya, awliya se rasul, aur rasulo se ala hamara nabi. Kaun deta hai dene ko, muh chahiye, دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی. تو ایسا ہسٹری میں ہے کہ بڑے بڑے ریسرچز, گریٹ ریسرچز اینڈ فلاسفرز موسب, آفٹر اسٹڈنگ دا سیرت آف مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, سم ون واز جسٹ انسپائرڈ بائی ہز مبارک اسمائل آفٹر ریڈنگ اباؤٹ ہاؤ ہی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وڈ فریکوئنٹلی اسمائل اینڈ کازڈ انفیڈلز ہو آر سٹک ان دا ڈارک پٹس آف انفیڈلٹی ٹو کم انٹو دا فولڈز آف اسلام جسٹ بائی سمپلی اسمائلنگ. موسب موسب ایون ہیڈ اے سلسلہ آن لیژر ٹائم موسب, دا ٹائم وچ از not utilized in a correct form and method, the time when a person has in hand after he has done all his work, Mohsab. Mm-hmm. People have not utilized that time. So, Mohsab, mashallah, I know personally he reads a lot of books, Mohsab.
Alhamdulillah.
And also Mohsab as well. We should have some inclination towards books. And I met a person, Mohsab, a scholar, who told and said this to me. Say about 3-4 years back, Mohsab, he was a great scholar. And he says, for a scholar, at least 200-300 books a month is necessary.
Allahu Akbar.
For a scholar, and he himself is a scholar, a very good scholar, mashallah, and alhamdulillah. He says that for a scholar, it's necessary that you read 200-300 books, especially in your student life, Mohsab. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, if you look, if you take a look at our universities, colleges, schools, jamiats, and so on and so forth, Mohsab, one is what system is in place. The other is what the child himself, the student himself likes doing, Mohsab.
Mm.
When a person has enrolled himself in a jamia, in an ulum, in an institute, for example, in a school, and this is the place where you have those 7-8 hours or 5-6 hours just to read, to learn, to educate yourself, but the inspiration is not there and the inclination is more towards playing, it's more towards having friends. Let me stick around with those friends, you know, who will teach me how to smoke, who will teach me how to learn the bad habits, who will teach me how to use vulgar languages. Astaghfirullah, al-a'udhu billah. This is what's happening out there, Mohsab. So any madani pools can Mohammad Qadir sahab give, inshallah, with regards to the youth out there who are, of course, not inclined towards reading.
Yeah.
And they need to develop this muhabba and love towards reading, Mohsab. Any madani pearls for them?
Mohsab, as you beautifully mentioned, that person, especially a student, has to read a lot. Mm. Because student life, that is the time which nobody can get back. That time there is no worries. You don't have to go and earn your livelihood. Most of us, most of the students are that way, meaning their livelihoods, alhamdulillah, their expenses are sorted out in most cases. That's the case, alhamdulillah. And Mubarak to those who strive hard. They on one hand, they are earning their livelihood. During the day, they go work, and in the evening, they go and study, alhamdulillah. So I commend those, alhamdulillah, individuals who are striving hard. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at all the efforts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person according to the effort the person makes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And our youth there who are matriculated especially, you know, nowadays there is this the stigma that I see in the society that once a person qualifies as a matriculant, or let's say, for example, a person become alim-e-deen after Dars-e-Nizami, they feel that, you know, this is the cutoff time now. I don't have to read anything. Now I've become, you know, learned person, Allah. And there are certain buzurgan-e-deen who say that a person remains an alim for as long as he continues to study. And the moment he thinks to himself, now I have become somebody, I've become an alim, that very moment he becomes a jahil.
You have to keep in touch with the books as well.
Allah. If that, that moment he becomes a jahil,
yeah. But you see, for example, whether it's a lawyer, whether it's a doctor, whether it's an alim-e-deen, if he doesn't keep in touch with the books, he's going to get rusty. Like a Hafiz of Quran, if he doesn't go over his door, he's going to get rusty. So we have to keep in touch with our books, even if we finish, you know, study. And, you know, Amir al-Sunnah Dam Barakatum al-Aliyah has advised us, try to start a home dars in your home. And the material, the books are available. The e-books are free download, it's available. So you sit as a family, and this is where parents come in and train the child's mind from small, that you know what, reading is important. I'll give a personal example, right? When I was in school, this is to motivate our youngsters out there, especially those who are going to school or college, right? So the teacher used to tell us, you know, do this composition writing, letter writing, essays. You should give certain topics and write it. So there was one student in the class that used to get A all the time. And me, I used to get D. So we should tell, everybody used to think that, you know, how the student is getting so high marks. And when we read the student's essay, we couldn't understand it. There were so high words and the creativity was unbelievable. So when they were asked, he said, no, I read books. So myself, I started reading books. One after the other, I started reading Islamic books, English books, whatever it is, right? And I was coming across hard words.
Right.
And I had a paper. I should write it down. I had a dictionary. What's the meaning? I should use these in my vocabulary, in my speaking and conversations. I should use this in my composition and letter writing. Believe me, from 50, I went up to 80, 85%. So imagine if our students out there, they start reading from now, they start increasing their vocabulary, they'll see the difference in the school, in their conversations as well. They'll see this difference.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, as we heard from our respected ulama, our muballighs of Da'ud Islamiki, reading broadens the mind of your child. It will assist and help in him to foster new ideas and new skills, Masab.
Masab was saying his personal experience, how he came about, you know, finding out new words and, you know, utilizing them in the proper context and everything. I remember my struggle as alhamdulillah, as a student of Darsun-e-Islami. And I used to read, you know, my Urdu was so poor. In school days, you know, Urdu was just a subject. And my home language, my mother tongue is Hindi. So I used to find very hard to read and understand Urdu. And the way I would join the Urdu letters, you know, and school homework as a subject, I used to look at the book and, you know, the same way the Rasmul Khat, you know, the way the curves are made, I used to copy it exactly like that. I didn't know what it means or how to read it, but I would copy that and get away with the homework. So when I got myself in the, after the secondary school, high school, into Darsun-e-Nizami, I used to find it very difficult. My first book of Darsun-e-Nizami, the Urdu book, Tamir-e-Adab, as a bridging course. Now they teach you, they want you to be familiar with Urdu because the curriculum is set and the medium of language that they convey Darsun-e-Nizami is Urdu. Subhanallah. So I started reading and there was this word here. I still think to myself and laugh, you know, bilkul. There's the word bilkul. I used to read it balikul.
Allahu Akbar.
So these were the struggles that I went through. And there came a time where I, as Masab said, I used to sit dictionary in my left hand, the book in my right hand. Okay, any word that I don't understand, maybe in the context you can make sense of it.
Yes.
But then I would go look at that word, okay, what is the actual meaning of this word and how many ways you can use that word.
Subhanallah.
And so on and so forth. Alhamdulillah, there came a time where there was no obstacles. Maybe 1-2 years it took me until I got myself fluency and Alhamdulillah.
So this is the motivation, also the passion. If you cannot speak the language and you want to learn, and this is the way to increase your development towards reading, that if you don't understand, you ask Masab, as you mentioned, and as Masab also explained, mashallah, how he would note down the word and memorize the word. You know, sometimes there are magazines or there are papers, but our development should be towards, you know, Islamic advice, towards Islamic literature, towards Islamic books, because our inclination needs to be towards Islam, and we need a vast and broader knowledge in our religion in order to perform its rituals correctly, Masab. You know, whatever is there for us to get that into practice. So we need to read and learn. Too much of copying and paste, Masab, in our lives. We have seen people doing things and we have copied them in our lives. And this copy and paste sometimes, Masab, could be the wrong situation because, for example, if a person wants to read Salah and he says, I'm not going to read, you know, laws of Salah, I have seen my father reading Salah, so I will copy him. For example, a person says, I would not want to read the Masail of fasting. I just know that you got to be hungry, you know, from Sahri till Iftar. And that's it. I will just be hungry and my fasting will be done. But there are rules to that that could nullify your roza, for example, that could invalidate your Salah and your namaz becomes wajibul iyada. It becomes wajib for you to repeat your salah. So likewise, dear viewers of Madani Channel, not everything is to be seen and copied in your life. There are things that you got to learn and gain knowledge of it. And the way you can is, of course, through the company of a true scholar or by reading. These two companies are very important. If we get the companionship of our books and we have them in our journeys, no matter where we are, especially if we are traveling, Mohsab, as you said, now things have gone into audio and things have advanced, technology has advanced. So alhamdulillah, I know many people, Mohsab, I wouldn't say many, but I do have, mashallah, friends or people that I know that they would even have people to read out the book for them in a note form, Mohsab, in a voice note form. And it is through these applications that we have on our phones to chat and to keep in touch with others. So, for example, this person says, every time I sit in the vehicle, my application connects to the system in the vehicle, in the car. And as I'm driving, that brother who I'm paying every day to read out for me 10 pages a day of certain book. And I wanted him to read out in this way so that I could understand what he says. So this is also another very good idea, Mohsab. This person says, I travel like I'm stuck in traffic for 20 minutes, 15 minutes. My 15, 20 minutes was not zaya, because in that 15, 20 minutes, I learned something that I never knew before. Allahu Akbar. This is so beneficial, Mohsab. May Allah bless the brother who given us this idea. And may Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon those actions that will benefit us in this world as well as in the hereafter.
Mohsab, you said the readers are leaders. Subhanallah. Actually, one waqia comes to mind, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we really want to find an example, how come that if we become readers, we become knowledgeable, we adorn ourselves with the light of ilm, how would that make us and turn us into leaders? There is an example in Islam, alhamdulillah, in the history of Islam. It is mentioned in the tafasir of the Holy Quran that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. Now Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, we all know there were four people in total that ruled over the entire earth.
Yes.
And one of them is Sayyidina Sulaiman ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him two choices. Either take the ilm or the wealth of the world, or the world. Ilm or the world. Knowledge or the wealth of the world. And he chose ilm, subhanAllah. And through the barakah of ilm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the kingdom of the entire world.
SubhanAllah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. What a good point, Mohsab, to mention.
Beautiful.
So yes, dear viewers of Madine channel, leaders are leaders. And if you want to become a leader, become a reader first, inshaAllah. Zawajal. Mohsab, ek kalam bhi hai. Ek shir, Aala Hazrat ka padhte hai, inshaAllah, Mohsab, barakat ke liye. And it is a beautiful kalam of Sayyidi Aala Hazrat Mohsab. And our ulamas can also partake in this beautiful recitation. He says, Zameen o zamaa tumhare liye, makin o makaa tumhare liye, chunin o chuna tumhare liye, bane do jahaa tumhare liye, dahal mein zaba tumhare liye, badan mein hai ja tumhare liye, hum aaye yahan tumhare liye, uthe bhi wahan tumhare liye, zameen o zamaan tumhare liye, makin o makaan
sallu
ala al-habib
sallallahu
ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiy allah
Mohsab
ji,
huzur, our listeners and our viewers, maybe some of us have got this fancy idea that, you know, if we need to grasp knowledge, you know, why go through all this trouble? You know, they believe in maybe some fancy idea, oh, somebody will just bestow upon me the knowledge.
As some people say, from chest to chest only, yes, or through the sight, the knowledge will be just given to the person.
Allah. Ilm only comes by learning, by reading.
SubhanAllah.
So this is the message, alhamdulillah, for our viewers out there. If you need to acquire ilm, this is the sure way of acquiring ilm. So there is no shortcuts in life. if we look for shortcut, we'll be looking all our lives, and soon we'll see the life is ending and we never found that shortcut. There is no shortcut.
Subhanallah. Beshak Mohsab. So we need to take out the time, we need to make the time and go through the struggle, through this phase of life. One condition to acquire ilm is a long period, Mohsab. Or just par aa jaye to zahir se baat hai, it is the wish of Allah azza wa jalla, as he desires, as he wishes, he does, as he azza wa jalla could make a person a madar zat wali, make him a wali from the womb of his mother, and grant that person the understanding of the deen from the womb of the mother, like Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, for example. And this is a different case altogether. However, we learn from these narrations that you're not just born an alim, the one who knows everything. We've got to learn and acquire that knowledge and ilm. And once we have the ilm and knowledge, the second phase is to how should we utilize that ilm and make it practical in our lives. So dear viewers of Madinah Channel, allow Islamic books to inspire you, especially the Seerat of Mustafa, the Seerah of the pious predecessors. Read about Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Read about the famous companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Study the lives of the awliya and the salihin, our pious predecessors. It will most definitely inspire you, and inspire you to such an extent, inshallah, that the questions you may have had in mind for years that no one have answered, you will have them answered by reading, inshallah.
But read authentic books.
Yes.
Don't just read any books.
Yeah. Authentic books.
They may have a nice flowery title in the front. Authentic books, so that a person seeks the proper authentic knowledge. And Dawud Sami is providing this as well.
Another Madini pearl before we end, Mohsab, on another aspect with regards to a person's health, you know, it's always better to read off a hard copy, Mohsab, than reading off tablets and phones.
It's true.
The reason for this is to safeguard your eyes, which is a ni'mat and a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. Though in front of me is a device, Mohsab, however, but we still try and use books most frequently because this is to protect the eyes. A lot of people who sit for hours in front of the computer have headaches, have migraine issues, they have issues with the eyes thereafter. So if you are a reader, alhamdulillah, it's a very good thing. And if you're an Islamic reader, then Mubarak to you, mashallah, that you read Islamic books most frequently. What you need to do is just focus and make sure that you do not sit for hours before the computer studying. Rather, have the actual book in front of you so that you could also make notes, mashallah. It's actually healthier. And on this note, inshallah, we leave our viewers of Madani Channel that this is the dars of Islam. This is the beauty of Islam, that Islam has left no stone unturned, and Islam encourages us to read. Readers are always successful throughout the globe. Readers will prosper, and it is true that readers do become leaders. Mohsab, before we end, also to mention, there are such ulama and scholars who became scholars in prisons, Mohsab, who were imprisoned unjustly, who were imprisoned because of oppression. They were imprisoned for years, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. From where to where, they came out from prisons becoming leaders of countries. How this transformed, how this happened? Because of reading. So yes, reading will most definitely make you a leader. And I want to end once again on this famous statement, until I was clever, I wanted to change the world. Today I am wiser, I want to change myself.
Subhanallah.
And this is the mission of your Da'wat Islami. And together, inshallah, our ulama, including myself, will remind the viewers of Madani Channel as we come to the end of today's segment. Yes, tomorrow, inshallah, we will be back, same time, same place, only on your Madani Channel, reminding you the mission of this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.